From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is applauding tonight's historic House vote on the health care overhaul.
The United States Congress finally declared that America's workers and America's families and America's small businesses deserve the security of knowing that here in this country, neither illness nor accident should endanger the dreams they've worked a lifetime to achieve.
Mr. Obama was speaking just moments ago at the White House. House Democrats handed him a landmark victory. They're sending to his desk a major overhaul package.
On this vote, the yeas are 219, the nays are 212. The motion to concur in the Senate amendment is adopted. Without objection, the motion reconsiders laid on the table.
Only Democrats voted in favor of the measure. NPR's Julie Robner was there.
The bill is the one the Senate passed in December. It now goes to President Obama for his signature. House Democrats had a lot to complain about in that bill, but shortly after passing it, they also passed a package of changes to that bill that the Senate has promised to take up as soon as this week. And because that second bill was passed using a special budget process, it can't be filibustered in the Senate. The bill would eventually provide coverage for an estimated 32 million more Americans, prevent insurance companies from discriminating against people with pre-existing health conditions, and begin to change the way medical care is delivered and paid for. Republicans complain that the bill would assert too much federal control over the health care system. Julie Rovner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Thousands of immigrants and their supporters rallied on the National Mall Sunday. They want to hold President Obama to his promise that he will revamp the immigration system. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Busloads of families, union members, and activists came from across the country, many with a deep sense of frustration. Deportations have actually gone up since Mr. Obama took office. New Jersey college student Kelly Granados worried she'll be separated from her parents, who are legal, though she is not. But she and her sister say they still believe in the president.
He said, yes, we can, so I'm expecting this weekend. Let's do it. Come on. Why is it taking so long?
Mr. Obama addressed the rally in a video message and pledged again to push Congress for a deal. One opponent on the sidelines of the rally thought that unlikely, especially after the bruising health care battle. He predicted Congress will turn to something far less contentious than immigration. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The Red River in Fargo, North Dakota is falling without doing major damage. The National Weather Service says the river topped out at just under 37 feet or 19 feet over flood stage. That's well below the city's flood defenses. City officials say, however, that they will wait until the river falls several more feet before dismantling their temporary dikes and levees. This is NPR News. Tiger Woods is acknowledging living a lie. He says he alone is responsible for the sex scandal that has engulfed him and hurt his wife.
She was hurt, very hurt, shocked, angry, and, you know, she had every right to be. And I'm as disappointed as everyone else in my own behavior because I can't believe I actually did that to the people I loved.
Woods spoke to ESPN, one of 2 5-minute interviews he gave Sunday. He says not even his inner circle knew what was going on when it was happening. He also admits to being nervous about how he'll be received when he returns to golf next month at the Masters. The Conservative Party of French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been dealt a sharp blow. Voters went to the polls Sunday to choose their regional officials, and as Frank Browning reports, Sarkozy Conservatives face a rough road.
Prior to Sunday's vote, the Socialist Party held all but 2 of France's 22 mainland regions. Now they control all but 1. Only Alsace went for Sarkozy's party. More important, the left alliance of socialists and ecologists claimed much stronger victories than they had before. But the extreme right National Front also boosted its claim on regional seats to over 20% in the south. Sarkozy had tried to steal the hard right with his anti-immigrant policies linked to a series of forums on so-called French identity, but instead the anti-immigrant talk fueled support for the National Front. Practically, the regional offices hold little power, but symbolically, this vote could presage a political earthquake in the next national election. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.